The El Paso Show explores our city to introduce you to interesting area residents, musicians, and restaurant entrepreneurs that are doing great things in our city. Produced by Leap Giant Media, an El Paso-based production company, the El Paso Show is broadcast on PBS KCOS 13. We are all invited to tune in every first Saturday of each month at 8 p.m. right before Austin City Limits. Here to tell us about their show is the El Paso Show team of J.B. Brooks, Eileen De Anda, and Jesus Olivas. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hello. How are you?
Hello.
I'm so excited you guys are here.
I'm excited too.
So, I mean, you all kind of started in radio as a podcast, and you still podcast?
Yeah. We do, yeah. Absolutely. So we started as Rios Radio
Online
Co.
Radio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we had four podcasts at the time. We had a sports one, we had a Chuco Talks, Eileen on Music, and then we had another one which was
current events and kind of like fun stuff at the end, and it was very fun.
Yeah, and we'd broadcast out of the pizza joint. So Mel Maessa kind of let us squat at her establishment for like a year, and just, you know, we'd broadcast live there. And
we originally started at the PI, though.
And then before that, it was JB's Garage into a can.
So
in a can.
From a garage in a can to the Pershing Inn to the pizza joint.
Exactly.
Yes.
Now to KCOS.
Exactly. So yeah, we would do it every Sunday, and we would have, you know, an hour or whatever. And then when we weren't doing podcasts, we had an online radio station where, you know, local musicians could submit their music. And we would play that 24/7.
Did you guys have a hard time finding bands to give you their stuff? Or was it like the same five bands over and over?
Yeah.
You know, we actually scoured like the landscape for like a whole year before we even launched the 24/7 radio station.
Yeah, because that's tough.
Yeah. And so we got a nice catalog at the very beginning, and then people just started submitting stuff.
Mm-hmm. And I think we realized that we had a lot of the same genre. So it was like all like indie rock, and there was like had one country artist. We had actually Val from the Southern Line that was on The Voice.
She
and we had
Voice.
Elia Sparza on Rios Radio too before they were like voice people.
So you guys broke them.
Yeah. I mean, we pretty much did. I would say that.
they debuted on Rios Radio first.
So let's get to El Paso Show, because really it's all about what's great in our city.
Yeah.
So how did you guys make that transition from podcasting over to TV, and then to really to talk about what's cool in El Paso?
So we had help. We had a Gabriel Acuna. He actually was doing the podcast with us and stuff, and he started with the first episode of the first season with us. But, you know, it's scheduling, and this is like our side hustle. So we don't, you know, we do it when we have time.
You have to have a real job.
Yeah, it's very time consuming, too.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So he kind of said, you know, I don't think that I can, you know, put as much time into it as I would like to and stuff. So, you know, I'll share your stuff and whatever. And so he kind of stepped aside, and then we kind of went full throttle with it.
Yeah.
And so he helped us get in touch with Emily at KCOS, which we love. They've been so amazing to us.
We actually met at a mixer, and I think you were there too. It was at the Garden.
Oh,
and
one of the PRSW mixers.
Yes, and she was there, and she was like, I'm looking for somebody for a TV show. Do you guys do TV? And
you're
I was like
sure.
No. But I mean,
we can.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we're going to try it out. So we did. We took the plunge. And that's kind of the dynamic that we have.
It was such a hard learning curve, though. Like, we took the first episode down because it was so bad.
It was so
like,
terrible.
It was just, we had no idea what we were doing, you know? And even throughout the first season, I think you can kind of see us like, okay, we know what we're doing now. We kind of get it now. And so we're faster now, and we're, you know, we kind of know how things work, and we work together better. And then we also got a team this
You kind of need one, right?
Yeah, we need a team. Yeah, so Jesus is the director of photography now, and he assists with camera work. We have Daniel, who also does camera work, and Emily, who does our social media. And so finding stuff to do in El Paso is becoming increasingly more easy, you know? And there's stuff that I'm even late on now, and I'm like, I didn't hear about that.
That was going to be my next question. So I guess it's kind of two-pronged, because it's like, what did you learn about during the show that you didn't know about before?
Mm-hmm.
And then what's the coolest thing that you've come across, which I think is harder to answer because everything's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
The thing that we didn't know about before.
Like stuff in El Paso?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I like to think I knew everything about
it.
I was like an almanac.
Yeah,
I'm like the expert.
I mean, there were a few things that we did that I personally didn't know about, but they definitely did.
I think what's cool is actually not pinpointing specific things, but actually realizing that there's a wide breadth of things popping up all over the place and all different little corners of the city. Like like when we went to visit Gringo Theory, that big bar that's like making huge business out in the Far East. And I mean, and I'm personally a West Side kid. So, I mean, I don't venture that far. And I have another cousin that opened up the Union Draft House out there. So I think that was, for me, I think that was one of the coolest things, is actually realizing that certain generations, I think, in the city tend to conglomerate in certain hotspot areas, but to realize that it's actually expanding and it's sprawling out, and all the cool stuff is actually not just centrally located in one specific spot.
It's not just what's around you. Yeah, it's kind of all over the place.
Exactly. And you can go into other neighborhoods and other parts of the city you never really bother to and find some really cool businesses and restaurants and all kinds of stuff.
I think one of the coolest things I found out, too, was learning about groups in El Paso. So, like, I learned about the Texas Trost Society kind of through the El Paso show and stuff like that. And there's, like, literally a group for everything.
There's brewers, there's the reenactors, there's the ghost guys.
Whatever you're into, there's, like, a group for you. So I think that was super cool. You know, it's really hard to feel kind of, like, left out in this city.
So speaking of the ghost guys, that was one of the things that was pretty cool.
Did you see ghosts?
We heard ghosts.
We did. We heard.
Oh my
some.
God! We heard like bowling and stuff. And like, it was.
So we learned a lot about that area and how historic it was, and how like bowling.
It used to be a brothel, the building, and he was showing us all the, you know, what this used to be and like the history of El Paso. So now whenever I'm walking downtown with someone, I'm like, did you know about this building?
Yeah. And there's like a generator downstairs.
In there. Yeah.
There's a generator downstairs that was actually designed by Nikola Tesla.
Yeah.
And it was one of the very first generators in El Paso, and that bar was one of the very first bars in El Paso to have electricity. So that's one of the thing that we learned.
That's kind of major. Where was that? What was that?
This is on San Antonio Street. I think it's 210
Wigwam,
San Antonio. Wigwam Saloon.
Slash theater.
And Henry's super nice. He'll take you down there and he'll show you, and they have like kids tours and stuff like that, and adult tours. It's super cool. Yeah, that was probably one of the coolest things that we've done, for sure.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things you look to do? Because, I mean, I imagine after a while, you know, there's new stuff. And so you're like, you're trying to like hustle to get it. Mm-hmm. But then, I mean, how do you keep finding stuff?
I think it's super. I mean, I'm on Facebook like 92 hours a day. So, you know.
You've got to stay.
Yeah. Stalking people, eavesdropping. I really would like to have like J&K, the guys from J&K on.
Yeah, they would totally do it.
I don't think reached out to them yet, but I would really like them because I think that I went to an event actually at Later Later. They were talking about, you know, preserving architecture and making it new again and stuff like that. And I think that's cool. So I definitely like to get them on. I also want to just feature more people that are doing cool things. Like if you are like an author or a sculptor or stuff like that.
There's so many.
Yeah.
I mean, even
that.
Here alone, you know, once a week we get to meet cool people.
Yeah, absolutely. We did that like this past season with Juan Ornelas and I forget the Santos and the Elephant.
Oh, yeah. Santosh.
Yeah. So he was we interviewed a writer and a visual artist as well. And that's really cool, too. I think that's actually one of the things that personally for me, I like that type of stuff, getting sort of getting away from the restaurants or the bars or the businesses and actually just interviewing and exposing interesting people that are doing interesting, creative, different things in the city in different ways. Visual
artists.
Then you
really want to run out because there's so many characters.
Yeah, exactly.
So many characters.
It'd be kind of cool to highlight, too, people that are from El Paso that have done like great things outside of El Paso as well, just to kind of like get that out there. Where are they now? What are they doing?
Yeah. I like politicians too. I think interviewing politicians, that would be cool. You know,
I saw you had a show with Beto.
That was my like swan song. When Beto is president, I'm going to show everybody that video.
Here's when I interviewed Beto.
Exactly.
At Ode.
Exactly. I'm going to be showing my grandchildren's grandchildren.
You prepared him for all the tough questions.
Exactly. It was
We can always revisit that, too. I mean.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, Beto was really cool. We hosted him at Ode, and, you know, I mean, Beto's a great guy, and he answered all of our questions. I like to hit him with, like, pop culture stuff, you know, because
And
he
can
talk all about
that. Super expert at it.
Yeah, I know. He could name all the Kardashians. I don't even think Jesus could do that.
Oh, is there a Steve Kardashian?
All the names start with K. That's the hint of
Kramer. Yeah. Kramer Kardashian.
Got it.
They don't talk about that brother very much.
So yeah, that was really cool.
Do you all still podcast every week?
Yes, we podcast every 2 weeks.
Every other week.
And it's called Not Just an El Paso Show. And that podcast is on Google Play and it is on iTunes. And so that is where we review movies. We talk about current events in El Paso, current events in the United States. And then sometimes we'll give love advice if we're feeling sassy.
Does somebody have to ask you a question or you just offer
sometimes
it?
Sometimes it's just my own personal
problems. No, it's unsolicited
problems.
Love advice.
Sometimes, yeah.
It's just but my own personal
feel free.
Problems.
I mean, anybody can ask us anything. We have an open door.
Yeah.
So. And what about for the El Paso show? Let's say somebody is listening and is like, I'm a great El Paso and I'm doing something cool in my basement.
Yeah, you can.
How do you get on your show?
You can email us at info@elpasoshow.com and we'll hit you back super fast. Same thing with Facebook.
We're Stalk always, us on our social media.
Facebook, Instagram. Mm-hmm. You can even talk to us on Snapchat if you wanted to. And you can send like resumes if you want to like volunteer and help out to info@elpasoshow.com as well.
Awesome. So one more question. Mm-hmm. I follow you guys on social media and there's a ton of GIFs or GIFs. I don't know how you all decide to pronounce these. But what's up with the GIFs, man?
Oh, is it the boomerangs?
There's just a lot of
Emily.
Oh, the boomerangs.
Yeah, that's Emily.
Is that her favorite thing in the world?
Yeah, Emily loves that. Yeah.
Boomerangs are the ones where they thing.
Yeah. Do the back and forth thing.
Yeah. Emily loves doing those. I think she's just sometimes like, I don't know. Like, let's get creative and let's do 100 boomerangs. Yeah, I don't know.
They're trendy.
It's her thing.
I'm not anti it. I just wanted to know if there was like a thing.
No.
I've had some questions actually about it as well.
About the GIFs?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think the and, kids are really into it these days.
Yeah. A lot of
these, she's real young.
That's what I hear.
She's real young.
Word on the mean streets is
when it's easier than posting like a whole video.
Yeah.
Right.
It takes up a lot of space.
Yeah.
And
everyone has ADD nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah, people don't want to watch it.
Time is like 13 seconds. Yeah.
So if you want to check out this crew on their podcast, it's not
Justin
El Paso Show on Google Play or iTunes.
Yes, ma'am.
And if you want to catch you on TV, it's The El Paso Show on KCUS 13. And it happens every first Saturday of every month at 8 p.m.
Yes, ma'am.
That's it.
All right.
You can catch it on YouTube after the show as well.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Today, my guests have been the El Paso Show team of JB Brooks, Eileen DeAnda, and Jesus Olivas. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much, Rina. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.